So far this year, Democrats have taken in about 6,300 former GOP voters, while more than 9,000 other Republicans jumped ship to a third party or became independents. That looks like a shift, but a Franklin and Marshall College analysis shows Republicans have, over time, registered more voters than Democrats and third parties combined. Burwood Yost at the college's Center for Opinion Research says that trend kept up in 2020. That means GOP candidates could be more competitive in the race for governor and U.S. Senate.
This is an important question because it has consequences for who's going to win votes statewide.
Yost says it'll be a long time before we know whether things like the Capitol insurrection had a long-term effect on voter registrations. But for now, he says, the changes we are seeing aren't likely to shift those key races next year. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.